Not recording. Oh, it's connecting to cloud server. Okay, so let's just get this going. Yeah. So we're just up to the sugya of Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kiddushei, which is a very cool sugya. And it comes up because Amar Rava, right? Svara d'nafshei kama. Rava is basically saying his own svara as to why we ignore the fact that there was an ones. And the reason why Rava says we ignore ones, so the case is the guy gives a ger. He says, "Hare migrashas im lo bati b'toch 30 yom. If I don't come in within 30 days, then you're divorced." What happens? He doesn't show up, right? Because he doesn't show up, so she should be divorced, right? But really, an ones prevented him. He got ill, right? So what's the issue in terms of dinei tanai? He should really be off the hook, right? But she doesn't know that. So Amar Rava, svarad nafshei amar, mishum tsinuos, mishum prutzah. Heavy get. Zimnin de lo anis, v'savra de anis, v'mi'agna v'yatzva. She's basically gonna not get remarried because she's worried that it's not a kosher get because she doesn't know whether or not there was an ones involved. And then she's, gonna be stuck. Or mishum prutzos, or the opposite case, di amra lo de heavy gita. Zimnin d'anis v'amra lo anis v'az lo minsva. V'nimsa get batal b'nei mamzer. Right? There'll be opposite cases, right, where she's too incautious, right? She's just, she's not willing to wait an extra minute to just to make sure or to check the circumstances. So you have people who will be too cautious, right, and they'll get messed over, and you have people who won't be cautious at all, right, and then A, they'll get messed over. B is, right, this bad thing will happen, that get batal, but now I'm zerin, right? We don't want that either. So now, okay, that's all very nice, right? But the Gemara points out that just because it's inconvenient for the law to be, right, for legally this to work this way, doesn't necessarily mean that we could just say, oh, well, it doesn't work that way because it's inconvenient, right? Umi ikamidi d'midoraisa lo lehevi get umishum tsnuos umishum prutzo sharin on ishes ish la'ama. Are we going to be matir on ishes ish just because, right, there are going to be problems, right? There are lots of times where we would love to, right, make the ishes go away where we'd say, wow, this is, a really awful situation, right? But you can't just be matir ishes ish la'ama, right? That's nuts. That's a very huge issue. So the Gemara answer is, yeah, well, in called the Mekadesh, Adaita Derabana Mekadesh, Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kiddushin Mineh. Says, well, actually, we can get rid of Kiddushin, Doraisa, right? There's Ishos here, Midoraisa, and the Rabbanan can come in and get rid of it. How? Through called the Mekadesh, Adaita Derabana Mekadesh, anyone who gets married does it, right? Aldas the Chachamim, Vafkinu Rabbanan L'Kiddushin Mineh, and the Rabbanan have been mafkia his Kiddushin. Here we're gonna sharpen what those mean as these shiurim go along. I'm the Ravina Ravashi. Okay, Tinach the Kaddish b'Kaspa. That makes sense if you're Mekaddish b'Kesef. Kaddish b'Bia Ma'ika l'Meimar. If you're Mekaddish b'Kiddushei Bia, though, what are you gonna do? That's just Shavinu L'Rabbanan L'Bilaso Bilas Nos. That's just yeah, right. We're mashu his Bia into Znos. Now this Gemara is very very difficult because. Every line seems to contradict or what is implied by the other. Okay, kol mekadesh adaita derabanan mekadesh sounds like a tanai, right? Anyone who gets married does it al das lachachamim. Okay, now if you just had that line, you say, oh, so there must be some. There's sort of like an implicit tanai in kiddushin that you're doing it al das lachachamim. Okay, afkinu rabbanan lekiddushin mineh. Sounds like we're being mafkia his kiddushin. Okay, we're using the word of lashon hefker, and right immediately after that, Ravina says, "Well, that makes sense if we're dealing with money, right? Implies there's some sort of hefker, which or hafka that works on money, right? Or kiddushin kesef tafka, but not kiddushin bia. What are you gonna do about kiddushin bia, right? Implying that it's about the fact that it's kiddushin, either the fact that it's kiddushin kesef or that kiddushin kesef is done with kesef, right? And afkeinu." Is milash and hefker? They said, "We're going to have the power to mafk your stuff." Kaddish b'biyah ma'ikel me. What are you going to do if there's these kaddish b'biyah? Since it's asher vintu rabbanu lebilas ubilas inus. How is that an answer? Right? It just says, "Oh, what about you going to? What are you going to say about kaddish b'biyah?" Since it's oh, it's nus. How? Right? what's going on? So that's already just very very tricky. Like, where do you place the emphasis in this Gemara? Okay, what do you say is the main or the key component here? What's the most compelling in terms of our understanding of what's going on, and which either are need to be reinterpreted or just interpreted in that light, and which ones are maybe is it like different stages? How do we understand this Gemara? Okay, there's another Gemara, parallel Gemara or similar Gemara, let's say, not really parallel, similar Gemara in Gittin. Ashaleach ge'al eishto v'higia b'shliach o sheshalach achar of shliach v'amar lo get shenatati lach batelhu harezu batel. Okay, if you send a get with a shliach and then you catch up to the shliach and you say I'm mevatel the get that I gave you, then it's batel. Let's say he goes straight to her before the shliach gets to her, or he sends a shliach to her. Once he actually gets to her, though, he can no longer be mevatel, right? That's pretty obvious. Berishona, originally, hayaosa bezdin mimakum acher umevatlo. Originally, he was able, we'd say he's able to be mevatelet back in his, you know, previous, I guess, abode, right? Wherever he is, he could just get a bezdin together, get three people together and say, I'm mevatel the get that I just sent to my wife. Okay. Hitkin Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin Shalo Yu Osim came Rabbi Tikkun HaOlam. But Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin came and said, can't do that. Why? Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam. Okay. So this Gemara asks the same question. Mipnei tikkun olam, my mipnei tikkun olam. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, mipnei takanas mamzerin. What's going to happen? She thinks she's divorced because she actually got a get, right? But he was mevatelet back, you know, back in his city, wherever he is. So she's going to go and get remarried. And then it turns out that she was never really divorced because he was mevatel the get, right? Majlakish Amar mipnei takanas agunos, the opposite problem. He's not going to mevatel it, but she's always going to be choshesh that he was mevatel because she doesn't know, and then she'll never be able to get remarried. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, b'pnei takanas mamzerim. Sever l'krev nachmed Amar b'pnei shayim u'beitrei leis lehu kala, v'hi lo shama, v'lo yada, v'az lo mitzva. Okay, the Gemara says, oh, maybe it's connected to how many people you need for this bezdin. If it's only two, then it doesn't have the same level of, let's say, of broadcast range, right? And therefore, there's going to be mamzerim, bigam mamzerim. So she's actually going to go get remarried, and the result in mamzerim. In front of three people, it's much more likely that everyone is going to hear about it. Vishama viyada vilo mitzva uvetakana sagunosu dika hu dika. Okay, fine. Tarabana bitlo mevoto. Divrei Rebbe. Okay. Let's say he actually went ahead and was mevatel after this takana. What happens? Right. So originally, so legally you're able to do it in theory, right? Because he sent a get. He's mevatel his ratzon for this get. So he should be able to, right? We should say it doesn't work. Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel Omer, Inu yachol, lo levatlo, velo lehosef al tano. Why? Sheim kein makoch bezdin yafeh. What is the power of Bezdin worth if Bezdin legislates that he's not allowed to mevatel it bifnei Bezdin? He has to actually go and catch the shliach or go to her. What value is that takana? Is Bezdin's power if, right, if he can just ignore them and do it anyway, right? I mean, you can't have a takana which isn't enforced. So Gemara asks back, right? Mi yika midi midaraisa batal gita umishem maklach Bezdin yafeh sharinan isha sisul alma. A similar idea, right? How if it works, midaraisa, then how are we being mati her to get remarried if midaraisa she's still married? So the answer is yeah. In called the mekadesh, a daita darabana mekadesh, mafkin rabban the kiddushin minay. And the answer is we're mafkia the kiddushin. Right? Same called the mekadesh, a daita darabana mekadesh, kama, and then mafkin rabban the kiddushin minay. Amalei ravina ravashi tina after kadesh kasba kadesh pibia maikal meimar. Shavin Rabban, Bilasa, Bilasanas. Okay, so this one's also very similar to our Gemara. And at the end of the day, right, you have some sort of Takana Mishimaguna, and the Rachamim are metakein that you can't, or that a get will be valid, even though, right, the guy is mevatel it, mevatel the tanai, in our case, because of ones. Nonetheless, bilasa, we are afkinu rabban, called the mekadesh, adzadaita the rabban mekadesh, afkinu rabban kedushim minei, and even in kedushim bia, we are shavinu rabban bilasa, bilasanas. Because another gemara, yeah.
Both of these cases was when there was, just clarifying, there was a get that the husband tried to, I guess, like, get rid of or didn't fulfill the desire or something. They were mafkir the kiddushin only in this an instance where they were able to validate an existing get, right?
Yeah, exactly. So these cases are both cases, right, where there's a get, right? And the guy, husband's trying to be mevatel the get. So there was a kosher get, and now he's trying to pop the posel the get, essentially, right? Or prevent the get from being effective. Yeah, and that's a very important point. We're going to see the Rajba, I don't know if this year, next year, but the Rajba comes in and says that that's a key component of what's going on here. Yes, fair.
How can we say that anybody who's Mekadesh a woman is doing so Adata Derabanan, if he's doing it with Bia, he's explicitly violating the will of the Rabbanan who said that we're not supposed to do that?
Okay, so first of all, that could be exactly Gemara's question, right? Right, could be the, right, okay. Says, okay, right, and the answer of Shemino Rabbanu Bilasu Bilasnus, right, might be a different one than a case of, than Kod Mekadesh Dayat Rabbanu Mekadesh. Okay, just like, I guess I can just, we'll give a spoiler. There are, I think it's the, I'm trying to remember if it's the Ramban. Maybe it's not a ban, but there's a question in general, or there's an interesting idea that comes up in Yevamos. Okay, in Yevamos, the sheet of Abishol is that if you do Yibum l'shem noi, not because you want to do the mitzvah of Yibum, but you're like, oh, she's very pretty, and I'm happy to marry her, right? He says that any kavana other than the kavana of Yibum turns Yibum into like Znas. Okay? And he says, Karavani Likro Esavlad Mamzer. That's the sheet of Abishal. And therefore he says we should prefer to do Chalitza over Yibum because Yibum is just, you know, too risky, too sensitive to your Kavan. Okay? And I think it's the Ramban who brings like a similar, expands this idea here to what is Kiddush Bia, right? Kiddush Bia is very close to Znus, right? What changes it from Znus into Kiddushin, right, is essentially the context, right? You're doing it like L'shem Ishus, right? But let's say that L'shem Ishus, you're doing it L'shem Ishus, but it's not Nechshav as Ishus, or it's not approved of to be Ishus. Legally, it would be an effective Maisa, right, Maisa Ishus. But if it's not being approved as Ishus, then essentially, right, it turns back into a Maisa's Nus. Merely because the Rabbanan told you that it's Asar, right? So it just can't be Ishus because it's Bilas Nus, right? The Rabbanan told you not allowed to do it, which makes it Nus. Right now, it could be Nus and Maisa Kiddushin, right?
But the only reason why it was Nus anyway, then maybe there was never Kiddushin in the first place, and that, in which case we don't need the Rabbanan to be Mafkia. Anyway, like even if they don't find out about it, maybe it was never a marriage in the first place.
No, it could be that it's true about all Kiddush Bia. First of all, you are saying well, maybe it should be true about all Kiddush Bia in a Hanami. Okay, so we'll skip a little ahead. We're not going to skip so far ahead, but when we get to Rabos of Shorashi, we'll get into this a little bit more. Okay, it's a very good point, and I think that could explain a very big issue in Rabos of Shorashi. Okay, just remind, bring it up again when we get to Rashi's reign. Okay, now the Gemara Baba Basra, because so far these first two Gemaras are very similar, right? They both assume, say, okay, you have, you know, Kiddushin Doraisa. Oh, now, like, how could the Chachamim come and say that, right, that Batal Gita midaraisa and yimakoch bezin yafe were going to be matir shesh alma. The answer is yeah. Kodem kadesh shedet. Rabban the kadesh, kinar rabban the kedusha mine, and shavinu lebilas lebilas nas. Okay, the gemara of basra brings the case of talu of a kadesh. It's kedusha of kedusha. Mar bar ravashi yamar. I mean, that's a typo. Vada Kiddushin. I don't know. There's a definitely a typo here. Oh, probably it's Gabi Isha. My Bravashi Amar. Gabi Isha. Vada Kiddushin. Lo heavy. Why? Because who asked Shloka Hogan? Lefika Hasu Nimo Shloka Hogan. Vafkin Rabban Lekiddushin Mine. Okay. What's the case? Talu of a Kaddish. We talked about this in the Kiddushin days. The idea of, and in the Gittin days also, right? The idea of Balkarcha, Talu of Vizavin, Zvini Zvini, right? When you force someone to do something, right? Can you force them to like have create a Kachinian? And the answer is maybe, maybe not, right? But you could pressure somebody into agreeing. And once they do legally, right? Then they signed on the dotted line, right? You need the person to agree. But if they actually agree, even under pressure, then maybe that works, right? So Talu of a Kaddish, Kiddusha of Kiddushin, right? So Mar Bar Vashi says, no. By Kiddushin, it definitely is not. By Mecher, if you force someone to sell something, right, coerced Das could still work, because at the end of the day, they did give consent, right? They did sign on the dotted line. You pressure them to do it, but they still did it. Right? Kiddushin, though, heavy. But by Kiddushin, it's not going to work. Why? Because who asa shaloka hogan? He acted improperly, right? This is not acceptable. Lefikach asu imo shaloka hogan. So we, right, pay him back in kind. Afkein rabban ala kiddushin mine. And we are mafkia his kiddushin. So amrei ravina rashi tinaf to kaddish b'kas b'kaddish b'bia maika l'meimar amrelech shavina rabban abilas abilas nas. And now here, we don't say kod m'kaddish edaiter rabban ala m'kaddish. And as Tiferet was pointing out the guy that he should be. In this case, he doesn't seem like he's a very good guy, right? It doesn't seem like he's dafkim mekadesh al das chachamim, because I don't think he thinks that the chachamim would approve, right? And interestingly enough, the line of called mekadesh adaita darabana mekadesh doesn't appear here either, right? But we still have the same maskana of afkinu abana lekiddushim mine. Yeah,
Eitan. The tzluy of a kaddish case with Kedushin Bia is just Ones, no?
No. What do you mean? Talu v'Kaddish, she still needs to agree to be Mekaddish.
Okay, fine.
Not because like he's putting a gun to it.
Kofino Tajir Omar Rotsani kind of thing. And then they right. have...
Exactly. Correct. Right? It could be right, many forms of undue pressure. But yeah, it would be, it's against her will, but it's not ones, right? She agrees in the end. Okay. So it doesn't add, we don't have this line of kol mekadesh edaiter banan kadesh. Okay. An important distinction though is also, right, when is the Kiddushin happening? Right now. As opposed to in the previous two cases where the Kiddushin was happened a while ago, right? Here, it's actually the Shas Kiddushin. Also, Gemara Yevamos brings a similar-ish case. Hahi Uvda, Dahava Binarsh. Okay, so in the city of Narsh. I always imagine Narsh as a marsh, but I'm not sure if that's really true. V'kaddisha kishihi ktana, v'gadla, v'osbe abe kursai. It's basically you have this man who did Kiddushin with a girl when she was young, okay? And she grew up, and right, she's, living in his house, okay? V'asa achrina, but he's never re-mekadesh her. It's also unclear, is it like, there's like formal Kiddushin, but she's really just growing up in his household, and like they're going to get married later, like practically speaking, or... Like this is just they never did Kiddushin again. Vasach Prina, the Chatva Mine. Right? Another guy comes and basically, like, runs off with her. Okay. Verav Bruna, Rav Chananel, Talmide Derav, Havu Hasam. V'lo hitzrichuha gita mi basra. And they didn't require her to get a get from the second guy. Why? Rav Papa benarsh min sav nesivi v'hadr mosvi avei korsai. Why? So Rav Papa says because in Narsh, right before they would allow her to, you know, to remain living in his house, they have to first actually do proper kiddushin midoraisa. Yeah, that's what, you know. So we know that they already actually had real doraisa kiddushin. Rav Ashi Amar, no, right? What it's like our sig, yeah. Who asa shalom kahogen? The figach asubo shalom kahogen. Afkin rabban lekiddushin minay. This second guy, right? He went and he snatched the bride, you know, out of this other guy's, out of the chuppah, basically. So who asa shalom kahogen? So we're not going to listen to shalom kahogen. Right? We prevent him. We don't let him be mekadesher. Amar le ravina levashi tina tkaj kaz bakaj be mike meimar shvin rabbanu bihasa bilasnas. It's the same answer. Again, it doesn't explain how they're shavinu lebilasu bilasnas. Okay. Shitas Rashi. So how does Rashi explain this? So Rashi gives us mixed messages, I think. Right, Rashi says, Daraisa lo havigita, shematzinu tainas ones min haTorah, right? We saw that one already. Shenemar v'la na'ara lo taseh davar. But nonetheless, called the Mekadesh, kol ha-Mekadesh isha avdash shehenhigu chachmei Yisrael b'Yisrael, who Mekadesh? So someone who's Mekadesh in isha does it with the kavana of the avdash shehenhigu chachmei Yisrael b'Yisrael, who Mekadesh, shiyu kayamin kiddushin lefi divrei chachamim, viyu betelim lefi divrei chachamim, al yigei kitin shehshiru chachamim. And this is like a super interesting line, right? Which just, I don't know. There are many things you can make of it. At first, you kind of think, well, it's aldas, right? Which sounds a little bit like a tanai. Aldas she'en higu chachamim. On the other hand, it sounds like who's mekadesh. Not al menas, al tanai, but al das, like part of the das of kiddushin, right, is the sort of like participation of the chachmei Yisrael, shiyu kayamin kiddushin lefi divrei chachamim, viyu betelim lefi divrei chachamim. Okay, I would say, so maybe that's a tanai. Maybe it's like part of the das of kiddushin is this sort of rabbinic approval, right? Or like judicial approval. Now your Mekadesh, and part of that confusion is this idea that there's the das of Chachmei Yisrael. And then he says, right, then betelim lefi divrei chachamim al yidei gitin shechshiru chachamim. That already sounds like, why do you need this gitin shechshiru chachamim? Right? It sounds almost like, it's not like it's a tanai, because then if it's a tanai, then why did you need this betelim lefi divrei chachamim al yidei gitin shechshiru chachamim, right? Then it sounds more like, no, there's something that kind of built into the kiddushin here, right? And maybe this is a universal, okay? This gets to the question, like, what about a guy who doesn't actually have that kavana? Let's say he doesn't say, Hare Mekadesh Le'almana al das Moshe Yisrael. Or let's say, right, he's a bad guy who just isn't mechavein for this. He's like being Mekadesh Shelo Kahogen, right? Like Tiferet's question, Kolim Kadesh Bebiya, right, is already Oseh Shelo Kidas Chachamim, because Chachamim, right, Rav Mangin Amandim Kadesh Bebiya. So, potentially we can read this Rashi, and kind of makes a lot of sense to me, which is, he's kind of saying that there's like a special role, or special authority of Chachmei Yisrael in Ishus, and therefore, and part of Ishus, right, is the kind of judicial authority of the Chachamim to be magdir the process. Okay? Why? Right? Kol de mekadesh isha al dasha hen higu chachamim Yisrael hu mekadesha shiu kayamim lefi divrei chachamim viu betelim lefi divrei chachamim aide gitin shech shiu chachamim. It's almost like part of Ishas is this idea that there's like a, you know, Ishus is like a social activity or social entity, right? It's not merely like an interaction between the two of them. I mean, that's also why we need a dekium, is because what you're really doing is creating this unit, this bias, right, as part of the community. And as such, right, part of that, you know, the validity of Ishus is dependent on the Das Shehenhigu Chachmi Yisrael, B'Yisrael, right? And that's going to affect its Kiyum, and it's also going to affect its Bittul. But that Bittul, obviously, it can't be out of nowhere. It has to be Aidei Gittin Shech Shiru Chachamim, right? Because right, it's also the Chachamim's job to tell us what is a get supposed to look like and what Gittin are going to have authority. So it's kind of say almost maybe this idea of there being like a fuzzy barrier maybe between Ishus Doraisa and the role of Chachamim, not just in being mefarish that, but also in giving that structure and in maintaining, and not just like even a structure issue as much as part and parcel of Ishus is actually the current, validation by the Chachamim, because Ishus is in and of itself a social construct, right? Or let's say Ishus is a social contract, and because of that, right, the wardens of society are therefore participants in its legal existence. Yeah, Eitan Ansen. I like the addition, by the way. That's very good.
Thank you. the in this Rashi, the word kayamin, we were disagreeing, Eitan and I were disagreeing at some point about do we think it's like Shu Kayam, like it's they sustain the Kiddushin, like there's sort of this like constant latent like approval of a marriage that the Chachamim are giving, or it's more like they like Kayam and like establish point zero. So like which meaning of Kayam is this? That also would then affect the nature of the bittul that they do later.
Yeah, and that's a great question. I didn't think of that, but I think it's a very good diak. I don't know which one's right. But I think depending on how you want to take this line, that could sharpen it a lot, right? If you say, it's you kayamin, in like a Tanai sense, so then it's like, it's kayam, it exists until they change their minds. And when they change their mind, it'll stop existing. But if you think that like, right, Ishus is a social construct, so it could be, they have the authority to unmake it, but it could be more than that, like you need the Chachamim's approbation in order for it to continue to exist, right? It's actually like you need the sustaining Das Shehinhigu Chachmei Yisrael B'Yisrael to create Kiyum Kiddushin, and therefore it'll be Batel Lefi Divrei Chachamim, right? And not just Stam, it's not going to Yesh Me'ayin disappear, right? It does need to be Aydei Gittin Shech Shiru Chachamim, right? So it's almost like it's like to counterbalance the strength of the Kayamin. The Kayamin is like, you need like the proactive Das of the Chachamim for the Ishus to continue, right? But don't think that it'll just go poof, right? It needs to be Aydei Gittin Shech Shiru Chachamim, right? Because it also needs that structure in order to, it does have structure. It's not just like, Chachamim are in the mood or not in the mood. But yeah, I like that idea that maybe Kayamin means that the Chachamim actually need to sustain the Ishus. There's like a famous Ragachever, which is like one of these like kind of funny Ragachever verts. The Ragachever is this idea that Kiddushin is actually an ever going process. You're like constantly being like re-Mekadesh your wife, right? It's not like you're Mekadesh and then you're married. It's that when you do Kiddushin on, you're like constantly like remarrying your wife. Now, as a that doesn't, I don't know how much sense that makes, but here it actually does make sense. This idea that, right, there's the Chachamim are the guardians or the wardens of like the social structure, therefore, really are in a significant sense, right, creating or upholding the Ishus proactively. I like that. By the way, it also just points out to this idea of like, we really have this concern that Beis Din is responsible for making sure that we're not Sharina Neshes Ish La'alma, right? Beis Din seems to have like a particular responsibility towards that, right? Because we don't just say like, and then like something bad, it'll happen that like, you know, there'll be Znas, right? We make it's very clear that it's like Bezdin's responsibility to, on the one hand, make sure there aren't any agunos, on the other hand, to make sure that like Ish Esh isn't like being Yotze Lasha, right? And just, you know, and remarrying when she's still married, right? And that's like Bezdin's problem, not like, oh, you know, just everyone's problem or a problem. It's like very particularly Bezdin's problem. Okay, so this line in Rashi, yeah, Eitan and Sammy, wait, who goes first?
Eitan can go first this time.
I was also wondering, the word batel is definitely different than the word hafkinhu. And it seems here like that Rashi would say that every single get that is given, at least how I read it, like every get that is given does but. Sorry. Every get that is given, like ever, like the function of a get is to batel a kedushin. It's not like that's always what a get does. It seems like all get shechshiru chachamim, not just in this case, like it batels the kedushin. I was just wondering
of when. I would say that it's not lamafreya. It's actually behind lava.
Correct.
Right. And that's enough. Exactly.
Which then seems weird, like Rashi's commenting on the Gemara where it's an afke'inhu and it's saying like make the kedushin invalid by making the whatever the kedushin kesef or kedushin matana and making the bia znut. But this seems to be saying something different, that it's just like chachamim, when you do a kedushin and you use the word mekadesh or whatever, you're going to this framework of rabbanim, and like it allows the rabbanim to also give their own get, kind of like it allows them to be machshir their own get even if it wasn't given, and that's how it works. That seems to be very different than the Gemara.
Well, we'll see. It's also very different from Rashi himself in a second. But I would say, for one thing, is that Rashi's kind of saying that this is always true about Gehen, right? Right? It's Kiddushin is always Betelim Lefi Divrei Chachamim Ayadei Gitin Shech Shiru Chachamim. Right? So first of all, Rashi's saying that here the get is working now, right? It's when he gives this get and then the Tanai is his kind, but Onas, whatever. The get is a good get, right? And it's megarish her now. It's not that we're mafkia his kiddushin l'mafreya, right? It's now it's a good get. And this get works like any other get, because all gitin, right, are basically gitin shech shiru chachamim, right? It's like, that's the way I would read this Rashi, if this was the only Rashi we had. That's the implication of this Rashi. Yeah, it doesn't seem to, right? It seems to ignore, or just it definitely seems to underrepresent the other lines of the Gemara. Yeah, which we'll get to in a minute. Yeah, Sammy?
I don't mean to backtrack. This is a follow-up on my initial question. just about how you were characterizing the bittle that happens. I think this might have been what you were saying, but I just wanted to make sure. And if not, then to figure out what you were saying. If the Kayamin is along the lines of like a sustaining, you know, the nice the word of the Ragachavar that you said, I was thinking that like the way that their bittul is the way the bittul happens is more like their the Divrei Chachamim, like fundamentally that's sufficient because the lack of their constant das is enough, but we just sort of like need the get as like a technical matter to like formalize, like we no longer certify our das because like we don't have another way to like formalize it. Whereas if it was just that like their das is mekayim, like in the foundation of establishing the kiddushin, then so too the get is like getting rid of the das, but the get is doing all of the work, and the if it's just like an establishment and removal, whereas if it's sort of like the latent constant das, then the get is more of like a technical signature thing. I don't know enough of those things, but I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm a guy though. Oh, that's my question. More of like a good, that's a good point. I'm going to rephrase that again just to make sure everyone got that. That's point. Yeah, that if we see the Chachamim as needing to be like Mekayim the Kiddushin, right? So when they withdraw their approval, it more or less falls apart. You still need a get, right? But the get is ultimately, maybe it's just a way for us to, you know, it needs to be formal. There needs to be a clear start point and a clear end point. And there needs to be like a legal process that you go through, right? You know, we're not in the jungle. You can't have to like have it written down, and it has to be documented. But ultimately, it's more of a, you know, procedural point that there needs to be a get shech shiur chachamim. The main thing is that it's no longer kayam in ayded chachamim, right? Because the chachamim are no longer giving it their approval. If kayam means that the chachamim need to make the kiddushin in the first place, but then once they did that, it exists. So then the get is really what's being doing all the dismantling. Now it's a get shechshu chachamim. The chachamim's get is doing all the dismantling, just like the chachamim's approval did the creation. But in the interim, it wasn't like the chachamim were sustaining it the whole time, and it wasn't like their withdrawal of their approval makes it fall apart, right? It's dafka the get that does the gerushin, right? So I think that's a very good point. Then Rashi goes on, right, and says, "Oh, afku uha rabana lekidushin kishiyavo get hazeh acharehem." Okay, again, this is now Rashi saying, "Ah, but what happens? The get is mafkia the original kidushin." It sounds like. So now it already sounds like lemafreya, or is he trying to explain actually why it's mikano lahaba? When this a get like this comes, so then the rabbanan are going to undo the kiddushin retroactively, or only mikano lahaba, right? But again, that big emphasis on kishayavo get kazeh. There is this get, right? He really, really wants there to be a get. So he says tinach lemeimarafgata kishkidekidesh bekaspa. The name a get zeh uker hakiddushin viosem maus matana meikaran. Right now, Rashi is like, oh, that makes sense to say you can be mafkia kiddushin when you're dealing with kesef, and then you can go and be mafkir and say it's hefkir lemafreya. Right, so we just went from the chachamim are like the, you know, the guardians of ishus, and that's why they have authority here, to this opposite extreme of, oh, the chachamim, you know, could be, have power over monetary issues, and because they have power over monetary issues, they can take away your money, and if they take away your money, then you wouldn't actually own the money that you're mekadesh with, so you're never actually married, right? And then lemafreya, you were never married, okay? So kadesh bibia mai, mayafkata meikara ika, how are you going to be mafkia lemafreya? Bishlam ali de get kasher, afo bisha kidushin kayamin ad achshav, gzeras kasavisha get korso matir isuro mikanu lahaba. He says, in order for a get doraisa to work, so Torah says it kills the kiddushin. But in order for this type of das chachamim get to work, it needs to be okay the kiddushin of mafreya, because it can't really kill the ishas, right? Which is, okay, but you kind of said that it did, right? I mean, that's kind of what you said a minute ago. So it sounds like, you know, I think Rashi's kind of trying to, like, hit some sort of middle note here. So it's like, it is a get, right? And it is working because the Das Chachamim is so central. And it's not just working on the Hefker, because that would work, but that would be a good explanation for Kiddushei Kesef, but not for Kiddushei Bia. But now, so it is again, it's back to this get. This get is working, but this get is working because of Das Chachamim, but it can only work using the Das Chachamim thing if we're going to make it Lamafreya, right? Because it can't kill Ishus. It's not strong enough, let's say, to kill Ishus. Kevzeinu get minatura, v'yata machshiro v'nei daito shozeh, shekidsha al Das Chachamim, v'shiyabatlo al pi chachamim, tzarechat alomar shemeikara lo yu kiddushin, v'yikadish bibia, v'yata uker kiddushin Lamafreya, matahe al biyasa. But, right, we don't necessarily want to go and rewrite history, because then, right, what's going to happen to his bia? Right, he was mekadesh bibia. How are you going to say that's not kiddushin anymore? Right, and the Gemara's answer is shoshav in rabbanon bilas to bilasnos lemafreya they get shu midivrayim bilasnos v'yesh ben koach lasos kein shaharehu tala behem, because he was told that his kiddushin on them. And that already sounds like Rashi is kind of like shifting into it being like a Tanai, right? But what's interesting is that until now, right, Rashi's like first explanation, shall we say, was really that the Chachamim have this authority. And part of that authority is dependent on him on some level. But it sounds like it's not really that he was, you know, he decided to give them this extra authority, right? It's built in that that Chol Mekadesh Isha, Adasha and Higuchach Meisrael B'Yisrael Hu Mekadesha. The Chachamim are these central players and Ishas. But then Rashi kind of backs off from that as well. So Ishas still Raisa, so then the Chachamim can't really be destroy it, because how are you going to make the Ishas go away? So the only way for them to like undermine it is to undermine it Lamafreya, right? And say there never was Ishas, because how else are you going to gonna break it? But then he turns it into like a Tanai. But it doesn't sound like he's totally convinced that it's a Tanai, right? Because again, he kind of says, well, they have this Koach, right? Because he was told Lebehen, but ultimately it doesn't sound like it's like, oh, well, that's a Tanai, and that's how Tanai works, right? That's how, so Rashi's really giving us very mixed messages. I think, again, because Rashi is like a Mefarish, right, of the Shach of Atariya, unless automatically trying to give us a final answer, how do you think it works? I think in some sense, Rashi is really reflecting that tension in the Gemara, right? Because the Gemara itself says, oh, you know, Rabbanan, is it called the Mekadesh Adai to Rabbanan Mekadesh? Is it Afkin Rabbanan Lekidush Mine? Is it Shavyut HaLebilas HaBilas Nus? Right? Is it like which of those is really going on here? Okay, now Rashi quotes his Rebbein. He says, Shamati Kol Raboisa Mefarshim Dekadesh Bekaspa Dekidushay Derabbanan Nidhu. He says, all my Rebbeim explain this Gemara. As Tinach the Kaddish Bekaspa, it makes sense for us to be able to say Afginu when it comes to Kiddushe Kesef, because Kiddushe Kesef are only Derabanan. The Eif Shalom Arkane says, we can't say that. Chada, the Gzer Shavahi, Kicha, Kicha, Mista Yafron. The Kol HaLamin, Gzer Shavah, Kamosha Kazav Mefurashi, Lechol Davar Vod. Ider Bananinu, Hech Soklanai de Al Yada. Umivin Chulan Azara, Al Shigigasan. Right. Also, what do you benefit by saying that Kiddushin is Darabanan, Kiddushi Kesef is Darabanan, if anyways for Kiddushi Bia we have to say that we're Chozer and Oker the Kiddushin Lamafreya? Velo Mikano Lahaba. The Mefarish Lomar Shavin Rabban Lakol Mikai Shabibia Bilas Nus. He says, and there's someone who says, right, like Tiferes was asking, wait, maybe, right? Every Kiddushe Bia should then be Bias Nus, right? Because the Chacham told you not to do it. So the Rashi says, yeah, some Merabim actually says that. Every Kiddushe Bia is automatically a Mufka because it's Nus, because Rav Manget Amand the Kaddish Bia. Right? So he says, Taos Gamaru, Uba Lahatir Eish Sishmi Kaddish Bia, but get Menatam Azet, Lomatsin Zos Beatam. Says no. Right, it says Rav Mangin. It doesn't say that he was Mafkia the Kiddushin, but I think, right, Rashi's Rebbe here is saying, yeah, the whole idea of Kiddushin Bia, right, is that you're starting a marriage, and you're starting a marriage with Bia, right? If the Chum tell you that that's not an appropriate way to start a marriage, Mimela, right, it's not symbolically the starting of a marriage; it's just an us, right? You need something it to be a symbolic start of a marriage in order for it to be Kiddushin. Right, your das. The only difference between kedusha bia and znus is the das, right? But if your das is right, it has to actually be like bias kedusha and not bias znus. But if chum say it's us, then it's just znus, right? It already is. You could say, oh well, it's znus and it's kedusha. If you want to look at ma'isa kedusha as like a formal ma'isa, but if you say no, it's not really a formal ma'isa. It's more the fact that it's symbolically the beginning of kedusha. Right, beginning of Yichai Yishas. So then, right, it's not symbolic anymore. Because Chum say, actually, it's a symbolic of Znus, because we told you that's not an appropriate way to do it. Okay, so Rashi himself seems to think, Maskana, you have to make it Lemafreya. That's first of all. It's not being that now they're retroactively divorced, right, or retroactively they were never married. He seems to say that it's a Tanai. But he seems to be hesitant to say that it's a real, real Tanai. It seems instead that he's kind of, it's like a Tanai, but it's also like an authority of the Rabbanan, but it has to be this kind of combination of Tanai plus rabbinic authority, right? In Ishas. So he's kind of trying to meld them and say, well, we can't just get rid of Ishas Doraisa through the power of the Chachamim. So it has to be that it's a Tanai, Lima Freya. But no one actually made a Tanai. right? So it has to be kind of like a built-in feature of Ishus that the Das L'Chachamim is like a controlling factor that can't just make Kiddushin go away. Ishus go away, sorry. So you have to do is go L'Mafreya. But you can't do that without a get either, right? So you kind of have this Derabanan get mechanism, which undermines the original Ishus, okay? And I think, you know, you just... You see that we're in a complicated place, I guess, is essentially Rashi, right? And one of the big nafkaminas of the sugya of Afkinu is, well, what are cases where we'd really love to do Afkinu, right? And there are definitely cases in life where that would be fantastic, right? You have cases of Aguna, you have cases of Mamzerim, it would be fantastic if we could just be Mafkia Kiddushin, right? So how much is this a mechanism or a tool or something that really... let's say exists or can be used, right, in different circumstances, and how much is it really not, right? It's not really something that we have the power or even the ability to use. For Rashi, you see that you need kind of this like multiple overlapping mechanisms in order to pull this off, right? You need it to be the mafreya al yedei get, right, and you need it to be combined with this tenai and with this das thing. Now, all those things together, right? Rashi, you know, kind of says, "Oh, together they all work," but independently they wouldn't. Right? It's a little hard for me to picture what exactly the mechanism, what this, you know, I guess hydra, I guess, or chimera, you know, this chimerical Afkinu mechanism is for Rashi. Like, how does it exactly work on the inside, right? Clearly, you know, we're duct taping different modules together, but, and now that I do more computer science-y stuff, I guess it's like, oh yeah, but, you know, just duct tape different packages together and like it'll work at the end. So I guess it's not totally crazy to say like, oh, well, if we duct tape together like a tenai and das and the role of the chachamim, you know, then it'll work. But it's hard to really see exactly how Rashi envisions this mechanism. Okay. Now, if you look at Rashi and Gittin, see, it's much more straightforward. Rashi says, right, it's karnasam zirim, klomer shal yu, mam zirim b'Yisrael. So Doraisa Batal Gita, Share Lo Baliyata, Vize Bita Sashliach, Miyoshluchal Gershin. The answer is Adai Darbana Mikadesh, Leos Kidushin Chalin Kidas Moshe of Yisrael, Shen Higu Chachm Yisrael, Varehim Amru, Shefgiu Kala Kidushin, Shabisrael, I did get Kaze. Hilkach, Paki, Sha'al Menas Kein Kidsha, right? He was Mekadesh or Al Menas, Al Tanai, that what? Al Das Moshe Yisrael, right? He says, oh, Harev and Gadesh Lee, Al Das Moshe Yisrael, right? Kedas Moshe Yisrael. So he was Mekadesh, Adas Rabbanan, that the Kedushin should be Chal Kedas Moshe Yisrael. And therefore, right, their Paka, he makes it Tanai. Harev and Gadesh Lee, right, Al Menas, She, Im agarish im get vavatlo, right? Inich mikudashesli. The tenai, basically this get, is a little not like what Rashi said in Kiddushin, right? It's like, oh, what does it mean for the chachamim to decide that you shouldn't be married, and for that to trigger the tenai? Right, so Rashi basically says this is like kind of what Sam was pointing out. Right, it could be like a trigger, but here it's like a super technical trigger. Right, that why do you need this get? Not because the get actually does anything. Right, it's Yafkia Kol Kiddushin Shel Yisrael Al Yedei Get Kaze Hilkach Paki Shel Almanas Kein Kidsha. You're Mekadesh Almanas that if I give a get in this circumstance, then it'll be Mafkia Al Mafreya the Kiddushin. Not because the get does anything, right? But it's hard to say, oh, the Chachamim don't like this Kiddushin and therefore it should be Paka. How do you measure that, right? How do you measure the disapproval of the Chachamim, right? Which chachamim and how big does their frown need to be, right? And also, how do you measure frown size? Let's say they have a big beard. It's hard to see frowns if they have a big beard, right? You don't really know what facial expressions people with big beards are doing. So the answer is, oh, we don't know how big the frown. We don't know who's the chachamim, right? If you ask somebody who's the chachamim, you'll get a very different answer from different communities. And number two is frown size is difficult to measure, especially with beards. So the answer is, oh, we need some sort of objective sort of thing that we can measure and say, oh, well, this happened, therefore, right? Therefore, there's get, and therefore, there's kedushin. So the answer is this type of get, you give this type of get, boom, we know that, right? That's the maisa that's being referenced in the Tanai of if I do X maisa, then we shouldn't have kedushin. Okay, so it's really a classic Tanai. Okay, and it's even better is that in the terms of a sense of Tanai is that instead of lobati, instead it's if I give a piece of paper that looks like a get and which I was mevatel shelo b'faneich, then we should never have been married in the first place. And it's really a Tanai. Kineach the kaddish b'kaspa ikal meimaraf ki inu rabbanu the kedushin beget the divrei v'amru lehu most of my frayam matana memela paku sharei kishakicha manaskein kidesh. Again, Rashi is just being weird here, okay? And I mean, this Ligumar is also being a little weird here. If you say, "Fkianu the Rabbanu the Kedushin beget the Devrayhem v'amru lios amos l'mafreya matana," so then the money afterwards is a matana. Umemela paku shari kidesh al menaskin kidesh. What do you mean? If it was mekadesh al tanai, so it's mekadesh al tanai. It's not because the Rabbanan are making the malus a matana, right? If you're mekadesh al tanai, and the tanai is not fulfilled, right? If you say hare am mekadesh asli, elam came ani notain lach get, umavaklo. So then, if you give a get umavaklo, so then the triggers the tanai. There's no kiddushin, so you're never married, right? Why do I need this idea of lehevi maos lemafreya matana? I don't get it. If you're mekadesh al tanai, no, chacham don't need to use hefker bezin hefker to make the maos amatana. Okay, so Rashi kind of, chains on that hefker bezin hefker function. Unclear, right? And I think it just reflects Rashi l'shitaso is kind of daisy chaining these tools. Not 100% sure why, other than he has a lot of difficulty really, really seeing any one of them as being sufficient. Okay, kiddush bibia dekaimel bekiddushin ki kachishisha obala di ish miskadesh is nami bibia. The answer is right. My afkasa ikalu meimar baha bia. The answer is shavino rabbanu lahi bia lemafreya al yedei getze bilas nos da afku shem kiddushin mina viyishmen koach lekach shekitz kiddush al mina chok daitam kiddush. Right, this is my personal opinion. It's like when the Rashi Rambam says Yirai Li. So this is like a Rashi being like, I don't know that this is my conviction, which I think is always is very cool. And then he's like, and this is against my Rebbeim, but I really am convinced about this. Now again, what's interesting, this line, Yeshbim Koach Lakach Shari Bikish Kidesh Al Minag Chogdaitam Kidesh, is not the same Al Menaskin Kidesh, which he literally said a few seconds ago. Right? Kiddush al minag chok daitam sounds right like this idea of like how we sometimes look at minhag, right? As right, the minhag is koveya, what form or the shape of a certain din. And it sounds like, I would have said al minag chok daitam kiddush is like, yeah, right, the chachamim are like koveya or give structure to the abstract concept of ishus, and therefore they have power here. Right, and that kind of implied what Rashi's saying, but then Rashi also was very clear a second ago that it's actually a literal tanai, but it's also hefker bezin hefker. So I think it could be that Rashi's just bothered by so fundamentally, right? There's some sort of like, let's say there's a tanai here, but we have a problem with the tanai because if you're mekadesh with the tanai, but then afterwards you're married and you want to be married, right? So sometimes we just say, well, clearly you're mevatel your tanai, right? Or you're mochel on the tanai because you were married and you're living like you're married. So presumably you want to be married. A huge nafgamina of that concept is in the more unfortunate case of, let's say you have someone who, let's say, misrepresented himself, right? Or we want to say that it's a mekachtas. Let's say the husband, right, when he got married, was, you know, not the best person, right? And and we would say, oh, or, you know, he's, I don't know, let's say abusive. And we want to say, oh, if she had known Bishas Kiddushin, then she never would have married him. The problem is that, let's say, once they're married for a while, and let's say once she realizes that, so then it's hard to say that it's Mvata Lamafreya, right? That she never would have married him if she'd only known, because if she doesn't, let's say, once she realizes, if she doesn't leave right away, right? So it's mashmas of that is, well, isn't a mekach tas, or she's motel on that tas, right? Again, it's much more complicated, but it makes it much more difficult to apply something like that. So same thing is true also by Tanai, right? They made a Tanai, oh, if I ever do blah, 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 then there's no kiddushin, right? But then you live a married life for 20 years, right? The idea that you're going to be mevater on that, that you're not mochel on the Tanai, you say, well, we were married, so we're married, right? Maybe you like kind of, well, we'll get divorced, but like we've been married for the last 20 years, we're not going to erase that history. So Rashi kind of says, oh, yeah, but we have another tool here, which is hefker bezin hefker. So even if in the back of your head, or even if you're also kind of mochel on this Tanai, right? And we saw that a lot of Rishonim think, most Rishonim maybe even think you can be mochel on a Tanai, right? You can't, we don't care if you're mochel on the Tanai later, because we can also apply hefker bezin hefker, right? So it's like, okay, well, it's a Tanai. And even if you're mochel on the Tanai, we have hefker bezin hefker. Okay, so it's this like kind of maybe a, like filling in the gaps for each other. That we're kind of applying all of them simultaneously so that each one can cover up for the shortcomings of the other. And then again, Rashi quotes his Rebbeim.
We got rid of Kiddush Ebiya in a Hanani, right? We turned it into Zenoth because it's, right? We decided it's inappropriate. And by doing that, but with Bahagdara, just a Maisa Zenoth. So it can't be Ishus, right? It doesn't create Ishus because it's not symbolically the beginning of Ishus anymore because we told you you're not allowed to do it and it's Zenoth to do it, right? So he says, Chada, right? Shava Gufa Torahi, right? Lo Lamdu Niskalin Elab Xer Shava Venoser. He says, wait a second. We treat someone who's Mekadesh B'Kiddushin Kesef as married L'chol Davar. But if it's only Darabanan, how could she eat Truma? And how could, right, should anyone be ever Chayv Skila? V'od, the Kamashani, Shavir Rabbanan Bilas V'Bilas Znos, Hichi Matzi L'Shavi B'Bilas Znos, Hador Reisai. How can you Mashvet B'Bilas Znos if it's Kiddushin D'Reisa? Right, we kind of already answered that, which is, is Kiddush Ebiya Doraisa Kiddushin because it's like a Maisa Kiddushin, right? Or it's because practically it's already the beginning of Ishus, right? But it's only practically the beginning of Ishus if it's practically the beginning of Ishus, not if we say, no, that's nus, right? V'chi amru rav mangir amandim kaddish bebiya Kiddushin miha lo batli ela havaha Doraisa v'ha de'isa b'rabbanan koch levata menu shibishas kiddushin tola b'daitam l'kaddish kiddas shen higu chaf misrael. No, it must be that he's tola b'daitam and it's really like this tonight. How do you explain the rabbos of Shul Rashi? How could it be that if they're going to say that kiddushe kesef is the rabbanan, then what are we going to say about Rashi's questions, right? Because we treated the nafgamina as daraisa and we learned from the gzer shav. So the first part, or the first point, is that just because Kiddushe Kesef is Darabanan doesn't mean that the Chalos Ishus is Darabanan. Right?
let's bring a parallel. If you think about kiddush, about kinyan, right? If you think about kinyan, kinyan derabanan is kone doraisa bepashtas, right? If you do have derabanan kinyan minastam, right? We think that you're kone midoraisa. Why? Because derabanan, right? Bezdin has authority over choshen mishpat, and part of that is because why? Because what does it mean to own something? Right, it means that society acknowledges you relate that you have a unique relationship with this object. Right? And remember from the Kiddushin days, we talked a lot about the parallels, how we really learn kinyanim, the concept of kinyan from Ishas, right, as opposed to the opposite. So, and the idea of kinyan is really about this idea that it shows you have a relationship. There's a relationship between two entities, right? Because what makes an object yours? I say, oh, well, we acknowledge that there's a relationship between you and this object. And a ma'aseh kinyan is a way of showing that you have a relationship to it, right? And that can be take many forms. It can take a very legal form. It can take a very practical form. Right? Say, like, in reality, you see that the person who uses this object or who has possession of the object, or I could say, legally, I have shown, right, certain legal rights, even though practically you're not doing anything with it. When it comes to ishas, right, the sugya in the beginning of Kiddushin, and it shows that ultimately what we think is that the Maisa Kiddushin, right, is a way of showing that you are beginning a formal relationship, right? Well, legally based relationship. Now, if that's true, right, and add into the fact that ownership of an object, right, is essentially a social construct, right? And that's why Hefker Bezdin is Hefker, because if Bezdin says you don't own it, then you don't own it, because no one will acknowledge that you own it anymore. And once that's true, then in essence, you don't own it, right? You can't own something if no one acknowledges your ownership, right? At least legally, someone needs to acknowledge your ownership in order for you to actually own it, because ownership is a social construct, right? It means it's mine as opposed to everybody else's. If Ishus is also, in some sense, a social construct, right? It's about you and the two of you's relationship to the rest of society, then maybe Bezdin has a very similar role, right? Just like Kiddushin has, right, as Kinyan, Isha Niknes, the idea of creating that formal relationship that you broadcast to everybody else, to the rest of society. So then maybe Rabos of Shorashi are coming in saying, yeah, right? Where are we learning it from? Ki kach ish isha ba'ala, right? Fine, that's Kiddushibiyah. But we also have kicha kicha misteafron. Because it's a set, right? We're learning it out from Dine Mammonis or the idea of Kinyan and saying, yeah, right? The point is to show that formal legal relationship and create the social construct. So when Bezdin creates Kiddushin Derabanan of Kiddushin Kesef, right? That'll be Chal Doraisa, because the whole point of the Maisa Kiddushin isn't that that's what is Ishas, right? That's what formally symbolizes the beginning of the relationship, which then is Ishas. But it's not Ishus in and of itself, right? It's a trigger for Ishus. It's a formal start of Ishus. In which case, the Maisa Kiddushin could be Derabana, but the Chalos Ishus will be Doraisa. Okay? Now, if the Chalos Ishus Doraisa, am I not back in square one, where how could Derabana be Mafkia Kiddushin? And the answer is no, right? Because your mekadesh alayde kiddushin shech shiru chachamim, and also megaresh alayde get shech shiru chachamim. There needs to be a get, right? There needs to be a real formal, right, sefer krisos, which is kores beino levena. But ultimately, the point of the sefer krisos is not just that it exists as a get, right? But it undoes that, you know, that social bond between them and between them and society, right? And if it really has that social component to it as a real social entity, and then Chachamim again, right, have this outsized influence over it. And yeah, right, a get Shech Shiru Chachamim could also be Megaresh Midaraisa, right? Just like a last point, which is again, we saw in the Gerish, in the Gittin days, a long time ago, that really there are multiple stages to Gerishin. Right, the Kasva Sefer Krisos of Kila Matzah Vaya. Because of the sefer cases, v'nasam yada v'shilcha mibeisa, right? And we suggest that they're really different stages of ishas. There's the personal relationship between them, and then there's like the formal nesinas sefer cases and the shilcha mibeisa, and any one of those, right, really contains different parts of the relationship in ishas, and you need all of them in order to really be matir to undo the ishas. But also, if you have one of them alone, that might be sufficient to undo part of the ishas. Right? The Gemara says, "Grushas halev." If he hates her and doesn't want to remain married anymore, they're already usher to each other. If they're together, right, that's already zanus, even though they're still married and he hasn't given her a get yet. Right. So the get and let's say the kiddushin might be formal bookends, right? But those formal bookends might be particularly open to the authority or the influence of the chachamim. So both Rabosef Shel Rashi could be saying, yeah, Kiddushin de Kesef is derabanan, and therefore the chachamim could say it could also undo it, right? Because the fact that Kiddushin Kesef, which is being, let's say, taught or instituted by the chachamim, is chal doraisa, also shows that chachamim have the influence that can make this get kasher midoraisa, right, or be chal doraisa, and that's also why they can be shavinu l'rabanan and bilasu bilasnas, right? Because if it's not really about the bia. Again, as we're kind of saying the whole time, and giving it away a little bit, is that the bia might not be what creates the ishas, right? It's also it's like a maisa kinyan. It's a formal act which shows the beginning of a relationship and a new status. So, but if the bia is just symbolic, essentially, right? It's like the formal action that's supposed to reflect a certain reality. If it's not reflecting that reality, so it just won't be chal. And the rabbanon can be shevin lebilas bilasnas, because that social construct just never gets created, right? Even though midoraisa, that's an effective way of doing it, if the chachamim refuse to acknowledge it, or the chachamim even go further and say, no, it's not just that we don't acknowledge it, it's zinos, right? Saying, yeah, right? Just, it can't create ishus, because it's no longer creating the social construct of ishus, right? It's not a good way to reflect that anymore. Okay, so we'll stop here before we get to Tosos. So we'll continue with Tosos and the Ramban and the Ritva, Shittim Gubetzes, next year. Shkach.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.